Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning.
Hey, hey, everyone. So this episode is long overdue. I kept saying, I'll do it. No, I'm not. Yes, I will. No, I'm not. But here I am. I'm going to do it. So many of you already know my family participated in being on the HGTV show Love It or List It last year. It is out now. You can see it. They play reruns regularly. And I have been asked so many questions from everybody about our experience on the show. So I finally compiled it all together. And I'm going to very openly with you all here today share about how we got on the show, some of the fun things as we did it. But because this is the Work-Life Harmony show, you know I'm going to tie this back into some things around time management and organization. Because when you undergo something as significant as we did with that, there are some things that I'm going to share with you that I put in place that made the whole process that much easier for our family as well. And hopefully it will answer all of those questions that have been coming in over the last several months. So we're just going to have fun. I'm going to share a story with you today, but you are going to walk away with some good time management and organization tips as well. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome back, friends. Megan Sumrall here, finally setting aside the time to record this episode that so many of you have asked me to do. I am finally going to give you the full story from the very beginning to the very end of our journey through the Love It or List It show on HGTV. It was a crazy one. It was fun. It was life-changing. It was all those things. If you've seen the show, you may have some questions. And the questions have been pouring in. So I've been writing them all down and I plan to get them all covered. I'm actually going to do the frequently asked questions here at the end. Now, if you are watching this on YouTube, instead of listening to it on the podcast, and you have seen the show, you will recognize the scene behind me because you do see it on the TV show. And I'm going to address that as well. So I'm going to start from kind of the beginning of actually how we got on the show. I'm going to tell you a few things about our prep for it, during it, and all of that. And of course, this is all about time management, organization, and productivity when it comes to work-life harmony. So I am going to tie it all back to that as well. So we'll start off with a super, as fast as I can make it, backstory of how we even got on the show in the first place, because it was not something, honestly, that we sought out to do. My husband and I had been looking for years, almost 7 years, had been, you know, on and off house hunting. We loved our neighborhood. We loved this house that we had bought when we were getting married, but there were just things about it that just did not fit for us. As our family grew, our lives changed. My husband and I had both been working from home for a long time. But whenever we would go out to actually go house hunting, we quickly discovered we couldn't agree on a darn thing. We either, I would love the house, he would hate the lot. He would love the lot, I would hate the house. And it just went on and on and on. We did quite a bit of home renovation to the house after we had bought it, but we had bad luck with a lot of contractors. And so, we were very gun shy with the amount of work when we thought about doing some serious remodeling in the house. It's always hard to find that group that you trust that isn't going to take 18 months too. So we've been kind of living in this churn for a long time. Well, one of the things that I do every year, and I coach it inside my top program as well, is at the end of every year, I write a letter to myself and I pretend that it's a year later and I am celebrating all the amazing things that have happened over the coming year. It's kind of one form of manifesting where you're just putting out there what you want to see happen in the next year. Well, back in 2019, a letter that I wrote to myself, there was two very long paragraphs in that letter all about finally living in my dream home and having an office that I loved working in every day. Because at this point, I was getting my work set up at home wasn't great. There were some problems with the house that I wasn't loving. And that was one of the things that was really a focus for me for that year. I was like, we've got to get this resolved. I didn't know how. We hadn't really done any serious looking. We were still kind of just in that same place we'd been churning. But it's interesting that I'd written that letter to myself. So that was back in January of 2019. So then fast forward to the summer of 2019, my daughter and I were up visiting my sister for a week. And she was doing a little fun half-day camp at my sister's golf club. And I was getting some good sister time in. And it was towards the end of the week. And my sister and I were chatting one night. And I was just sharing frustrations about the house. And she's like, you guys should apply to be in Love It or List It because the show was filmed here in Raleigh. And I'm always a big fan of the show. I'm like, oh my gosh, that would be so amazing. But then we started laughing. So I'm like, well, Jeff would never go for that, my husband. But she was like, you should still check it out anyway. So of course we get online, we dig around, we find the application process. It's a very long application. I print this thing out and the next day my daughter and I pack up to head back to Raleigh from Virginia. And I've got this very big application with me and I'm thinking, how could I possibly talk my husband into applying to be on that show? Because that's not his thing. Well, how crazy is this? That very night, that same Friday night that I was having that conversation with my sister, my husband, who'd been alone all week, went out to kind of get out of the house, unwind a little bit, and went to go hear a live band playing very close to our house. He heard music playing when he was out walking the dog. So he came home and got a ticket and showed up to kind of the assigned seat for where he was to sit at this table and ends up being a table of other people in the construction industry. And the gentleman that he sat next to, as the evening went on, they just clicked really well. Turns out he ran a company. He's the co-founder or partner of a company called Behind the Scenes and does renovation work in our area and does everything, handles all the stuff that my husband and I were stressed out about. So they exchange information and I come home wondering how to bring up this application that's burning a hole in my pocket or in my notebook. And my husband says, hey, I've met this guy. I think it'd be great to have him come over and look at the house, see about doing renovations. So weeks go by. I still have yet to mention this application. And several weeks go by and my husband finally sets a date for this gentleman to come to our home. And the day arrives for the appointment and I go to the front door and there they are. And I don't quite recognize the gentleman standing there, but standing next to him is somebody I've seen many times on TV in Love It or List It, Jenny, who is Hillary's design assistant. And I'm stunned. I said, oh my goodness, you're Jenny. And they both laughed and they came in the house. And so Jason and Jenny own the company Behind the Scenes and they do some of the homes, the construction for the homes on the show, Love It or List It. You'll see their names on the credits and you will see them featured in many of the episodes. So, we go through showing them the house, talking through everything that we want to get done. And of course, I'm asking questions about the show. My husband has never seen the show. He's like, I don't even know what the show is. And as we get ready to kind of wrap up and talk through next steps, I told them the crazy story about the fact I had an application for the show sitting over there in my office.
Hey there, if you are feeling overwhelmed, like your calendar is out of control, like you are just running against a race that will never end in terms of your to-do list, I have great news for you. I have just done a complete update on my app. Yes, I have an app in both the App Store and Google Play called The Pink Bee, and it is chock full of small but incredibly powerful trainings to help you get out of overwhelm. It includes my signature Ditch the Overwhelm training, an introduction to my time management framework. It can help get you started on weekly planning, helps you understand the four levels of planning, gives you access to my epic One Notebook Challenge, and some tips and tricks on how to get your phone organized. And all of that is available for you right inside the Pink Bee app. So open up either your App Store or Google Play, do a search on The Pink Bee, all one word, download the app. And then to unlock all of that training, it's only $4.99 US. I will see you inside the app.
And they kind of looked at each other and they said, well, are you guys interested in maybe being on the show? I said, well, I don't know. You tell me. And so we had a conversation and decided, you know what? Might as well throw our name in the hat and see what we can see. So things moved very quickly from there on out. So the next morning, filled out the very long application, sent it in. Later that day, was already on the phone with somebody from the production company getting video snippets. They came to the house to video some stuff. Long story short, obviously, we were selected to be on the show. So that was kind of the crazy backstory of having all this happen. So it's now about September, October timeframe, and now we know that this is going to happen. And now the dates start coming into play. So for us, it would mean that we would start our filming in December. And it was coming upon us very, very quickly. So this is where some of what you guys know I'm going to sneak in, the planning and organization came out. So when we moved into the phase of now we know we're doing this, you know, when you watch the show, you see the type of work that they're doing. I mean, the families are not living in their homes while they're going under that massive renovation, right? We knew we needed to pack up and move out. So now here we were needing to get our entire home packed, everything, furniture, everything, moving, get it out. And I, you know, my husband and I both work full time. We still had to keep everything as normal as possible with our daughter, with our dog. And this is happening right around the Christmas season. So I want to have some semblance of a normal Christmas and holiday for my family as well. So I went into action. I went into planning action. So I sat down and made a kind of my first list was a master list of everything that was going to have to be done in order for this renovation to happen, in terms of, you know, got to pack up the house, got to pack up the furniture, figure out where we are going to be living while the renovation is coming on, et cetera. From there, I gave myself due dates and I worked backwards. So, okay, we need to be out of the house by this date. That means we need to find a place by this date. And so I created myself a mini project plan for everything that needed to be done for this to run as smoothly as possible in the middle of Christmas. Now, the packing up obviously was one of the hardest things, right? And so when it came to that, and I've talked to some people about this in my program who've been through moves themselves, I went through our house and I made a spreadsheet listing every room and every closet that needed to be packed. And I like to break closets out as their own individual things because that's where you find all sorts of hidden gems, right? Like packing up one closet can be a lot of work. So once I had the list of every single closet in every room that required packing, I then created a schedule for myself to say, okay, this week I'm doing these three closets and this room. The next week I'm doing these two rooms and this closet. And that is what allowed it to not get so overwhelming. Because when you looked at having, you know, to do all this work while still wanting to have a house that felt like a home during Christmas, it was a lot to tackle. So I was really thankful that I already had those processes in place for how I tackle any large project. So yes, I had to slip that in there for you guys. So, you know, we did our filming before we moved out with the house, as you see on all the episodes. And then right after Christmas, we moved out between Christmas and New Year's. Now, I'll be honest, once we were out of our house and the renovation was actually happening, that's the easiest part. That is the fun part. There is something so relieving and very easy about putting your trust into a group of people to do your renovation. Because if you've ever had to manage one yourself, it is exhausting. So it was really freeing for me to be able to say, we're out. And now the Love It or List It team is going to jump into action and do their work. And Jason and Jenny with behind the scenes are going to make sure that everything from the, you know, construction aspect is going on well. So during the actual renovation, you know, from a scheduling and time management perspective, the only thing I really had to worry about was having the scheduled days when we were actually, you know, doing the stuff you see on TV, where we were out looking at houses, or we were checking in back here with our house. And the only real hiccup for me there was making sure I had childcare covered if we were going to be gone longer than normal school hours. So that was the easy part. Now let's talk about the end of it. When we actually, the project's finished and it's time for us to, you know, come back. We've seen a bunch of homes out with David. Now it's time for us to come and look at what they've done with our home. And they like to call this the great reveal, right? Where we actually get to come in and see it. Well, what you don't see on the TV show is, you know, they don't put dates on there for you. This, the weeks leading up to the reveal of our home was right when COVID and the pandemic was ramping up here in the United States. The date for us to actually come in and see the reveal was just 2 days before everything shut down. Like the stores were shut down, everything was shutting down. So you can imagine the day that we show up to come and look at our home, everything is pretty emotionally charged at this point because of everything that is going on globally and in our country and the rise of the pandemic and the unknowns of what's going to happen. So it was a Thursday. Our heads were spinning with the news and everything that was going on. If you've seen the episode, you see the reveal. I'll answer some questions about that in a couple of minutes. And we see our house, and then we need to make a decision on what we are going to do. Well, there was a lot going on in the world at that time, right? And 2 days later, so we looked at our house. We saw our house on Thursday. That Friday, when we went to go pick my daughter up from school, it was announced, we're not coming back on campus. That's when everything turned to virtual school the very next day. And then that weekend is when the shutdown started happening. So we literally got to see our home 2 days before all of that happened. So with all of that going on in the world, you saw on the show, and if you haven't, spoiler alert, so if you haven't seen it, you don't want to hear what we say, you know, you may not want to listen to the rest of this episode, but you see that we decided to list it when we filmed that day. Well, with everything that was going on, we needed to get out of the rental and get back home because everything was shutting down. And our only option, because when you go to, you know, try and list a house and all that, it's very complicated. Well, everything shut down. So we had no choice but to get back home and get back home as quick as we did. And it is a miracle that we managed to get ourselves back into our house, find two people that we were able to hire to help unpack our pods, doing it in a socially distanced way. We were all new to mask wearing, all of that. And we just needed to be somewhere. So we came home and settled to say, okay, we'll wait till the dust settles and then we'll get back on the game plan. Well, we got home, we unpacked all of our stuff and we fell in love. So once months later, when things started opening back up again, and it was possible to be able to, you know, put houses back on the market and all of that, we were so invested in having settled back into our home that we've just stayed there. And that's why if you're watching this, you likely recognize behind me this gorgeous half of my office that you can see here in this video. So that is why when you see the show and you see us say list it, yet when you know, see videos of me, you see photos of me out on social media with our family or whatever, you recognize so much of the house that you saw on the TV. So that is kind of what happened, our crazy journey. And I'm thankful every single day. My husband and I wake up with immense gratitude that we wake up in this home. And it's The craziest thing about it, remember that letter I told you that I wrote at the beginning of the year? Well, I write it once and I tuck it away and I don't go read it. Well, when I reread that letter at the end of that year, at the end of 2019, now we were in the middle of filming at that point, so I hadn't seen the finished product of the house. But when I went back and looked at that letter that I had written to myself in January of 2019, and I went back and looked at it in March of 2020 and reread the two paragraphs that I wrote about the dream home that I was living in, it is scary how I put a lot of detail into it. And some of the things down to the colors in my office, describing being able to sit outside and work because we didn't have a screen and porch before. But I wrote with excruciating detail things that I loved about this dream home that didn't exist, that I didn't know how it was going to exist. And it's exactly the house that we are living in now. So for those of you that are skeptics on the power of manifesting, I just want to tell you, you ought to rethink that. So let's end this with a couple of what I'm going to call the FAQ section of this episode here. And it's the questions that I got over and over and over again from so many people. So the first one that people ask is, do you really pay for your own renovation? Absolutely, you do. The TV show is not coming in and just, you know, renovating your house for free for you in order for you to be on TV. So yes, we do pay for our own home renovation. A lot of people have assumed and have asked me, did we record two different endings? One where we said love it or one when we said list it? No. Absolutely not. Which leads to the third question is, people say, was the reveal fake? Meaning, did my husband and I have to act when we saw the house? No, there was not one fake thing about it. You genuinely do not see your home, and you don't do that walkthrough until they are filming it live. And you do it once and once only. There's no retakes and takeovers. So for those of you that have watched it and you saw my reaction when I walked into my office, that was 100% authentic. And it was astonishing and overwhelming for me to see it. It was a very emotional experience. So none of that is fake or phony. It really is true. And the other question is, were the houses that we looked at really for sale? Yes, 100%. They are homes on the market. So you're honestly out looking for houses on the market. And people have asked me, is our house as good as it looked on TV? This is the one time I will say no, it's even better in person. While they do an amazing job with the show, making your house look, you know, it looks amazing. The few people that have been able to see it, because here we are in the pandemic, all agree it's even better in person than it was on TV. One generic question I get people a lot was just like, what was the experience like? Honestly, all I can say is surreal. Every now and again, my husband will look at each other and we're like, did that really happen? Like, did we really go through that? And yes, we did. A few people have asked, you know, what was the film crew like? They were 100% delightful. It was the kindest, most funny. We had a lot of laughs. They were an amazing group of men and women to work with, so much so that we still chat with some of them regularly today. I feel like they've become a part of our family. It's quite a journey to go on, and you work with the same film crew every day when you're either looking at houses or, you know, checking in on your own. And they were absolutely delightful. Another question we've gotten is, you know, was the quality of the work done on our house? It's exceptional. And for my husband to say that, who happens to be in the construction industry, means a ton. So the quality of the, you know, the physical labor, the stuff that was built, the walls that were taken down, all of that, it is absolutely top notch. We are over the moon thrilled with everything that was done. So have to give a huge shout out to Jason and Jenny from behind the scenes that were the construction management duo behind the actual renovation work here. And for anybody that lives in the greater Raleigh area, you know, they do a ton of work that has nothing to do with being on TV or that. So definitely a team that I would highly recommend as well. So I hope that I have answered most of your questions here today. And yes, of course, I had to sneak in a few little planning tips and tricks for you, because for any of you that are looking on doing, you know, a significant home renovation project like we did, even if it's not with, you know, HGTV, I'm telling you, you've got to have your ducks in a row when it comes to being able to take something that big and break it down and take it in bite-sized chunks. Or even if you're just planning a move, because, you know, we had to move out, we had to move back in. Those are all things that can be very stressful, that can be very overwhelming. And so when you take that process of taking something really big, listing it all out, and then breaking it down into bite-sized chunks, it really helped the overwhelm go away, to be able to just say, hey, you know what, today, all I need to do is pack up, you know, the stuff in the dining room, and then I know I'm on track. That is a very relaxing way to go through it, instead of every night just thinking, oh my gosh, I got to have everything done in 2 weeks. Oh my gosh, I got to have everything done in a week and a half. I was able to be as stress-free as possible through a process like that by knowing every night I could say, I'm on track. I'm on track. And by being able to say that, it really helped reduce the overwhelm as well. So let me know if you've got any other questions I didn't answer. It was fun sharing all of this with you guys, and I will see you back here next week.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworkLifeHarmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.